You begin whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so I think we should start.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. This is a webinar about our Dear Colleague Letter for Research and Development Strategic Visioning, or RDSV, within the NSF Directorate for Computer and Information Science and Engineering. My name is Heather Mason Forsyth, and I am a AAAS Science and Technology Policy Fellow placed in the Office of the Assistant Director, and I am a part of the RDSV Working Group and presenting on behalf of the Working Group. If you have questions that come up during this presentation, please enter them in the Q&A function in Zoom, and we will have time set aside at the end of going through the slides to answer your questions. And I'm also joined by other members of the working group to answer as much as we can get through in the next hour or so. So this call seeks to fund early concept projects via the eager type of proposals that identify ambitious new mid to long-term range research directions that align with our national and societal priorities and will disseminate their findings to the broader size community. So the goals of this webinar specifically are to inform you all, the community, about the Dear Colleague Letter and to respond to your questions for potential applicants. These are the participating members of the working group, and all questions following up on this should be directed to our email for this specific program. And I will let my colleagues jump in and introduce themselves. Maybe we can,
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining for this webinar. My name is Mitra Basu. I am a permanent program director in the Computing Communication Foundation, and I am a member of the working group. All of us are going to be around to answer all your questions after the presentation. Thanks. Varun?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Varun Chandola from the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. I'm a Rotator Program Director, member of this working group, and I'll also help in answering some of your questions. Ralph?
Hi, I'm Ralph Wachter. I'm a Program Director in the Division of Computing and Network Systems, CNS. Thank you. Hector.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Hector Muñoz-Ávila. I'm a Permanent Program Director at the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems. Back to Heather.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. So the goal of RDSV is to encourage the community to think boldly and broadly for strategic visioning in emerging areas important to size and the NSF community of researchers. The objectives include coordination with stakeholders, and this includes academia, industry, government, professional society, virtual organizations, and international entities, not necessarily all at once, but can include all of these stakeholders. It also includes development of plans and methodologies for timely and effective communications and dissemination, and implementable approaches for recognition of early stage R&D and emerging trends of high impact potential at an eager appropriate scale. These are three key deadlines for this DCL. The first one is coming up on May 1st, and this is the deadline for submission of a concept outline. This is a one-page document submitted through our email, and you must obtain approval of your concept outline by the working group before moving on to the next step of preparing your submission for your eager proposal, which will follow guidance through the PAPG. The second deadline to note is May 31st, and this is the deadline for submission of the eager proposal based on your approved concept outline, and you should include a copy of your approval email with the proposal. The third deadline is August 1st, and this is when our anticipated award announcements are to go out. So what are we looking for? We are looking for two key equally important activities, one being research and development strategic visioning studies. This identifies novel mid and long range research directions that one, align with national and societal priorities in size-focused domains and subdomains, and two, must explore new fundamental and translational research directions. The second thing is a methodological approach to support RDSV study activities. This is an assessment of the value of the proposed approach and anticipated outcomes, including organizational structure, a detailed communications plan of the studies and outcomes, as well as an evaluation plan for assessing the proposed methodology and its outcomes. A competitive proposal establishes a proof of concept approach that shows promise and potential to scale. And please note that this is not a call for scientific research. So this is some highlights on the submission guidelines. You are required to get a letter of approval for your full EAGR proposal. Your proposal title must start with EAGR RDSV. Collaborative proposals are not allowed, but sub-awards are allowed. There is a limit on the number of submissions. An individual may only be included as a PI or co-PI on one EAGR proposal submission of this DCL. And when you submit this proposal, it must be received by 5 p.m. in your submitter's local time, May 31st, 2024. And you will submit direct proposals to the SIZE Directorate of the Division of Computing and Communication Foundations, or CCF, within the Special Projects CCF program. And the budget and duration for this includes up to $300,000 for the duration of up to 1 year. And further guidance can be found in the PAPG. To contact us and obtain additional information, as stated earlier, we have our SIZE RDSV email, and this is where you submit your follow-up questions and your one-page proposal. There are also more details about this DCL announcement at this link listed here. And we will now transition into answering your questions. And if you haven't done so already, please submit any questions that you have through the Q&A function. And I will put up this slide during questions for reminders and general reference. Thank you.
So I don't see any questions. If there are no questions, then of course we all can go home. Oh, there is the questions coming.
I can read the question out loud and then we can address it together. First question that I see is the one pager only for the idea, or should it also talk about other aspects expected in the proposal?
Yeah, so I can take this and other people can also jump in. My colleagues can jump in. So the one pager, of course, need to describe the idea. And what is the idea? The idea is how you are going to do this visioning exercise and how you are going to communicate, disseminate. So there are lots of aspects, right? And I would say a good one pager would contain everything a little bit so that it gives us an idea how you are planning to do it. Anybody else wants to jump in here? Okay. Is that the second question? Yeah. Are there examples of previous proposals? Varun is also typing an answer, but there are no examples of previous proposals. This is the first one, DCL, that we are doing on that direction. But of course, there are lots of research visioning exercises people do. NSF does some of them, and other people also, of course, do them. You can look at those examples. Are systematic surveys of the literature allowed? Anybody wants to jump in for this one?
I mean, I would say the focus here is on visioning for future activities. So if a survey of the literature is critical for that, I think that could be justified, but the focus here should be on how you would go about exploring new directions.
Thanks. Anybody else wants to add there? Okay. How long does it take for the study group to approve the full proposal submission? So the date to submit, the last day to submit is May 1st, I think. And your final proposal needs to come in by May 31st. So definitely we will try to respond to you as soon as we receive it so that you have time to prepare for your full proposal. What is meant by not a call for scientific research? So this is not like regular NSF research program that usually you see from solicitation or things like that. So for example, people might, there are solicitations out on core programs, right? For every cluster here. So this is not, we are looking for scientific research, but what we are looking for is that how to really think of the research or the topics that will happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now into the future. So this is a future research visioning activities, right? And if we know those, then how do we go about it to inform the community? How do we make sure that our communication and dissemination process is actually working? That kind of thing. Again, I would leave it to other colleagues if they want to talk about it.
Sure, let me add. We really expect that the proposal we describe a mechanism, a process by which they will enable future research and development pathways and opportunities.
Ralph, do you want to add something?
I think there's no one approach. There are multiple approaches that can be explored. Thank you.
Yeah, but it is not a scientific research that you are proposing. That's what I want you to keep in mind, right? It was mentioned that the proposal is non-collaborative, but it can have Cahokia is, could you detail the differences? Yeah, so you cannot submit. So collaborative proposals, what we understand in NSF term, is that there will be multiple proposals coming in from different institutions and they are linked together, right? Under the describing the same, having the same project description. In this case, we are not allowing that, but you can of course include PIs, co-PIs. You can have sub-awards if you have another institution where you want to collaborate. So all these are open, just that not many proposals linked together. That is not how you should submit. Should the focus be on planning, or do you expect visioning deliverables? Anyone wants to take on that?
I mean, I can start and others can join. So we are looking for clear description of how you want to plan your activities, as Mitra said, including the plans for dissemination, plans for evaluation. And within that, we would like to see a description of what would be delivered out of the activity. But I think the focus has to be on describing what the plan for doing this.
Yeah, so in order to do the planning, you have to take some topics, right? A topical area, something, right? On that, you want to say that I want to do the visioning activities on those topics, a subset of topics of interest to size. There are some deliverables in the sense, how will you be, we want to see at the end of 1 year, how are you, have you succeeded in doing that in a much smaller scale? It's an eager proposal and we are asking for proof of concept, basically, that you, have you been able to do the two most important thing that we are trying to, we want to see is the methodology by which you will do it. And the other thing I am forgetting, it's in the slide. I think Heather mentioned it. So research and development and methodology. We are interested in both of them very much actually. So you have to have a balance on both of them. Anybody else? Okay. Is it appropriate for proposers to address specific divisions within size, such as the WAC community? Of course, this could be one way to do it. That means you are picking a subtopic among the other size topics of interest to size. Remember that we are not doing a program evaluation. You need to keep that in mind. So that program evaluation is usually done by the program director and they ask the community sometimes to see that. You are really looking at a future, 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now, right? So you can pick any topic you like of interest to size, big enough so that you can develop your strategy, make a presentation of your strategy, your evaluation, your assessment, your communication strategies, and dissemination strategies. You are not doing that for NSF. Remember, you are not doing it for NSF. You are doing it for the broad research community. You need to keep that in mind. Anybody else wants to add?
Just that this is what we're looking at, areas that are important for size, that are within the scope of size, but any area. So if his OAC is perfect or more broader than that, also very good.
Yeah, and it should be outward looking, right? Computer science or computer engineering, information science is a young discipline. So we are looking to expand beyond its boundaries. So when you are thinking of visioning exercises, you can think of other things that could actually be brought into computer science. That's another way of looking at it. Can you provide pointers to examples of visioning exercises?
I can start. An example of that is modern search engines, right? So now they are established like Google and all of these, but years back, there was all of these research on digital libraries and related topics. And so you can imagine the visioning parties towards something like search engines, but there were all of these steps that needed to be taken until we get to that point. So that's an example of a visioning exercise that actually happened.
Thanks. Can the topic be interdisciplinary as long as it involves substantial size research? Yes, of course. Next question is, should these visioning exercises propose the establishment of a new program within NSF? No. We are not looking for a new program from this idea. We are trying to rather see is that what is out there that we should inform, the community should be informed, and important challenge problems that they should be working on. And so this is kind of, I have to say that new ways to communicate, right? Because there is this technology emerging. Should we be always doing workshop only? Or should we only be doing writing white paper? Is that the only way to do this? We are looking for new ideas there. That's what we are looking for, not establishing a new program in science. Can I expect approval earlier before May 1st if I submit a one page earlier? Anybody wants to take on that? Well, as I said, we will try our best when you send a one pager to respond to that. We understand that there is a deadline, and we want you to have the maximum amount of time so that you can plan and organize this or submit this proposal, right? So the sooner we get it, but give us a few days so that we have other things to do also. We may not be able to immediately respond to that, but we definitely will try to respond as soon as possible. And it can be before May 1st if you submit before that. NSF size expects to make up to 4 awards. That seems to be very competitive. Don't know how to answer that.
We actually don't know how many proposals will be submitted. So it's very difficult to predict. You know, how competitive will this be? But maybe the point, you can flip it around and think that there is not just one award, right? So there will be multiple in four in this case. So how competitive would that be? We don't know. The going through the exercise of reviewing the pre-proposals is part, so you would not waste your time in submitting something where we already decided that is not a good fit. So hopefully the having reviewing the pre-proposals will help guide where, your next step and not be as competitive as you might think.
Yeah, so that's the one pager. We are looking at the one pager, right? Are there any subsequent support to help continuously conduct the proposed vision after the initial funding for the IGAR, this IGAR proposal? We hope that there, I don't know if it will be a continuous support, but we hope that there will be some form of mechanism to support long-term, bigger. That's why we said this should scale, because you are doing it for IGAR, it is small. And that kind of projects. But we can't say at this point, because we are not told that there is money for that at this point. But it is, I think, one should expect that, because we are asking for these IGAR proposals. If there are no future plans, then this is really makes it, the point is moot. Anybody else wants to add here? Okay, maybe somebody else can pick up and read them.
I can do that.
Yeah, okay.
So the next question is, for the one pager, can we leave the team of co-PIs as to be decided / recruited? Anyone from NSF wants to answer that?
You definitely don't need to have the whole team spell out of what you have. On the flip side, of course, with the more mature that one pager looks, you will have better chances of being invited to submit a full proposal. So you can imagine the worst case scenario where there's only one person and it's unclear who will be working there, then probably you will not get a good response, a positive response from our evaluation to the one pager.
Thanks, Hector. Moving to the next one, how does the panel review process criteria differ from regular proposals? Maybe I can start, another can join. So this is an IGAR proposal. So as you note in the PAPG, there are, it states how these will be reviewed. The proposals will follow the process described in PAPG. The proposal will be reviewed internally by a team of program directors at NSF and could include external reviewers as needed. Okay. Let's see. Let me move to the next one. Could you please give one or two examples of those approaches? It is still not clear to me what this DCL is looking for.
I can take the first stab, and then maybe others can follow. This is an important question, right? We don't have an example per se, but I think what we are looking for is an organization that you are going to create, which will be doing this research visioning. Not, again, as I said, you are going to do this research visioning for the community. And as a result, you need to have stakeholders, right? Or you need to have an idea how the entire community buys into your approaches that you are doing. How effective are those approaches, right? Are you doing it just posting the report on your website and hoping that the entire community will read it? If that is the approach you are taking, probably you are not exploring everything possible, right, to do the dissemination. How are you going to communicate? So with of this, how are you going to engage the entire community, or at least part of the community, to come up with these topics of interest for the entire community? That kind of thing is more what we are looking for in this DCL. Anybody else? Hector, Ralph, Varun?
So let's think about 20 years before the internet started. That would not have been a NSF proposal. They're going to do a research that would result in the internet. That would not be, but rather a proposal where they will propose a group of activities that would result in research that eventually will yield something like the internet. So that's the difference. It's not about the particular research to do something, but rather like creating the environment and the activity necessary for a group of people to you know, achieve that long-term vision.
Thanks, Hector. So let's move on to the next one. What are the expected deliverables? I think we had mentioned briefly earlier as well. So if you look at the DCL, we don't necessarily enumerate the deliverables that are expected. We hope that you are going to sort of decide that. But we do expect that the outcomes of these visioning activities are communicated to the community in some form. So those could be treated as a deliverable. This could be a public report that is based on the visioning approach. But there could be other ways as well. And at this point, Mitra, Hector, Ralph, Heather, if you have other ideas.
I think you have covered everything.
All right. Thank you, Mitra. So let's see. Let's move to the next one. I assume that we should propose a tentative research direction as the initial focus of the visioning activities in the proposal. How mature should our plan be? How much can we change during the project period? So I'm assuming when you say a tentative research direction, that means your plan to do conduct the visioning activities. So of course we understand that plans could evolve as you conduct these. So when you are describing these in your one pager or the full proposal, please include any anticipated changes that you know might happen. So any perceived risks and how you expect to mitigate those, that should be included in the description. But when you talk about maturity, I think we need to see a clear plan, right? Not just on what the activities will be, but how these will be disseminated and how you will evaluate the outcomes.
And I would add here, please think out of the box, not the same old way of doing visioning activities, right? So that is what is important, and we are looking for that. Hector or Ralph, anything to add?
Thanks, Mitra. All right, let me move on. Do we need to have letter of support from stakeholders? Is this recommended?
Yeah, I think I can try to respond to that. So letter of support from stakeholder is good to have so that we know that these stakeholders are interested in the way you are proposing in your pull proposal. This comes at the pull proposal stage, not at the one pager, right? But letter of support are a template in NSF, right? NSF only has template of letter of support, so you cannot write much on that. We would rather like to see, we would also like to see that you describe how those stakeholders are really helping you in this process, how they are involved, and that gives it more credence than just having the letter of support. And this is for pull proposal ops.
And this is a good practice in general, not just for this program, but any other program, really, that the text of your proposal indicates what is the value added of those other collaborators that you include letters for. So that's really a good practice that you explain in the main program, in the main proposal that.
Thanks, Hector. All right, so next question is a good one. Given the deadline of May 1st, why is there another webinar on May 3rd? Heather, I know you were typing in a response. Do you want to take it here?
The response I was writing was not, I was on the wrong track.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah. That is true. It's a question that makes sense. I think we have a webinar scheduled for May 3rd. It's more we want to describe how you are going to submit full proposal. You may have questions by then more on the full proposal as to how to expand this one pager into a pull proposal. And as you are thinking about it, today maybe you are just listening to this for the first time, looking at the DCL, but later on, as you are developing the pull proposal, you may have more questions. And that is why we have in May 3rd another webinar.
Thanks, Mitra. Next question is, can the proposal build on existing software / projects of the PI? So while we hope that your ideas, you are building upon your past experience and expertise, but please note that, as we said earlier, that this is not a call for scientific research. This is more of future visioning. Right, but if it aligns, or if the future directions are somewhat aligned with what you have done in the past, that is fine, but that's not a requirement here.
If I may add, we really want to emphasize that this is not a research project, right? So when we are writing a research proposal, it is normal that we will include and highlight our expertise on the topic, which might be, and especially the in workings that you have done, and that for that kind of proposal, that is very important, but this is not that kind of proposal.
Thanks, Hector. So moving to the next one, also, will NSF release a specific format, including a list of items required for a one pager? It would be hard to convey a visioning project in a page, but it would be helpful if we know the exact item NSF is looking for. So while we do not have a template, right, I would encourage you to, again, look at the slides that were presented as part of this webinar, and look at the DCL as well to see what we expect to be included in the one pager. We do allow only a page, so which means that what we are looking for are, the high level vision and the high level plan, right? We are not looking for details in there, but this is your chance to tell us what what topic or topics you are planning to, focus on? What is your plan going to be? What is the organization? What are the general plans for dissemination and evaluation without going into too many details? Okay, I'll move to the next one. Main effort should be to prove that the proposed research direction is indeed promising. Anyone want to take this?
Yeah, I can take it. And then maybe Hector and Ralph and you can chime in. So research direction is indeed promising, right? You are saying that. We are just not only interested in that part. Of course, it has should be a promising research direction. But on top of that, the process by which you will be informing the community, who is the other people who are part of your group? Who are the other stakeholders? Are you getting input from industry? So all these things together makes your proposal a whole thing, right? And I would suggest that instead of just focusing on the research direction, you have to consider all these other things. And that's what we said in our slide as well, slides, and also in the DCL. Others, this is an important question. We should clarify really as much as we can.
I think Mitra, you covered it all. I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
All right, let's move to the next one. This is, so will there likely be a call for proposals in the future, specifically for research in the directions envisioned by these eager projects? I think this is connected to a previous question, and Mitra had provided a response about what we are not looking for are recommendations for new programs from NSF, but what we want you to do as part of this project is to identify or explore new research directions. Now, some of it could, come back to NSF and result in forthcoming activities, but that's not, do not think of that as the main focus here, right? So you're not providing input as much to NSF, but to the community as to what are the important directions of research.
Yeah, and also the question says specifically for research in the directions envisioned by these eager projects. No. Eager projects are just want to see proof of concept, right? Full proposal will be also open to everyone who would like to apply. And it is not a specific research direction that has been proposed in the eager. Definitely not.
Thanks, Mitra. So let me move to the next one. Would the response to one pager be simply yes, no, or a detailed feedback to possibly improve it?
I think it will be yes or no. You can, of course, ask questions. You have the email address. If you want to ask any specific aspect of the one pager, and we will try to respond to that. But remember, this is really something that you are developing, not us, right? And so our giving feedback, we do not want to constrain you to something. We rather want to see your ideas or your way of thinking, how that can be used as a research visioning organization. Think of we are developing this organ, you are developing this organization. So we want to see various aspects of that. So I don't know if our feedback would be very much helpful, but of course you can ask us questions and we will be happy to answer.
Thanks, Mitra. So let's move to the next one. Do we need to engage with the entire size community, or would it be okay to engage with specific sub-communities, for example, SATSI? Yes, so you could focus on a subtopic within the size umbrella. You do not necessarily have to engage with the entire size community, but please make sure that you are justifying the need for visioning in that area.
Yeah, really, the only restriction, if you want to call it like that, is that the topic is within a scope of size, but whether it is narrow or broad, we don't have any restriction. And narrow here, if it covers SATSI, that would be really good. So no restriction on how many areas are covered within size. Could be one area or multiple.
Thanks, Hector. You mentioned a limit of one proposal per PI/co-PI. Can individuals be on multiple one pagers? Wow, that's a good question, Hector.
I don't see, we didn't put any restriction on there, the DCL, call for DCL. So I don't think we can impose that now. But for the final proposal, which really will be evaluated and assessed, that is one proposal per PI and co-PI.
Thank you, Mitra. All right, so next one is, the one pager can include a graph and font size is 10. So I think for this, we will refer you to the PAPCHI that clearly describes the font and other restrictions when preparing concept outlines. I don't know if there's any other guidance from NSF.
PAPCHI is the best place to look. Yeah.
All right, so we are kind of reaching towards the end. So let me read this one out. This is, you have alluded to the idea that the current ways we approach strategic visioning either aren't working or aren't enough. Can you elaborate on what you think is missing in the way we do visioning now? So let me start and then I'll let others chime in as well. I mean, we're not necessarily saying that what we have right now is not working, but we do want to see new ideas, new ways to do this. As Mitra said earlier, we encourage you to think outside the box so that we have a diverse way of approaching this. And let me turn it over to others if they have other comments on this.
So we have been doing research visioning. It's not a new activity, of course, for a long time. When I say we, I mean the community. However, what we are looking for is that since, technology has changed, leap forward, in 2020, we had something, we had then COVID, and immediately we went into Zoom. So what a wonderful way to involve everyone, right? So those are the things, and these new technologies are becoming increasingly sophisticated. So they can let you do more with limited, I shouldn't say limited resources, but you can do more with that. And there may be ways we haven't thought about of new way of communicating, new way of disseminating, new way of evaluating. All these things could be completely something new that we haven't done. And that's what we are looking for from you. If you can provide those ideas, we want to see them I don't know. I can elaborate on what is missing. You can see that, think of on your by yourself, what is possibly can be done better. Can we not using, are we not using everything that is available to us? Or maybe things will change in 5 years and you can do much more than with the new other emerging technologies as well, right? So that's what, yeah.
Thank you, Mitra. So the next one is, so we are indeed expected to establish a mechanism / structure for visioning and a research direction that this mechanism envisions. Do we need to outline the future research direction that we will use for the visioning activities in the proposal? So I want to say yes to everything that you have written, but I'm also trying to parse it a little more. But if others have any additions here.
I think the more you can actually describe to us in this one pager, that gives us a much better idea to say, okay, please move, go ahead along these lines. But again, I have to acknowledge that it is only one page. How much can you do in that? So the key elements, please look at the DCL. What are we looking for? The slides and address those. That will be very helpful.
All right, thank you, Mitra. And this is the last question so far. Can this be an idea we will submit to an NSF DOE proposal soon? I'm not sure if I understand it very well, but the purpose of submitting the concept outline is so that we can tell you if you can submit to the eager call, which is here on the screen. And that's the primary objective. I'm not sure if you are thinking of something else here. All right, so we are at the end of the questions. Thank you very much for your questions, but let's see if there are any others that might trickle in at the last 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah, we are also available through the email to the group, to the working group. Please use that for your questions. And we are really looking forward to new ideas that will come out from this exercise. That's what we are looking for. So, and questions are always welcome, whatever we can answer. So I think there are no more questions. So we can say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.